Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, this was the play right here. This was the play. You get off the field on this play, you win the game. It's that simple. Go ahead, Ben.
10, Buccaneers from their 32. Mayfield with three receivers to the right side. He's in the gun, one back. Mayfield to pass. Here's heavy pressure. Mayfield escapes up the middle, running across the 40, running across the 45, tripped up at the 47-yard line. First down, Buccaneers. C.J. Gardner-Johnson got him down. A minute 11 to go. Clock is running.
Fourth down, fourth and 10, under a minute to go, or about a minute to go, under 2 minutes to go. You heard Mark Vandermeer on the call right there. Minute 10 to go after that play. You get off the field there, the game's over.
Right.
The game is over. Henry Toa Toa just runs
comes
right
too wide on a blitz.
On a blitz and just runs right past Baker Mayfield, who scrambles, and we all know how the game ended. And then you and I come in the next day, Seth, after that game, and as we're doing right now, we've got the debate shows up on the TV in the studio here. Right now they're talking, are the Bills the best team in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're 2-0, and they had that comeback against the Ravens. Logical topic. Following the Bucs win over the Texans, two of the questions that were captioned up there on Get Up and First Take that I saw was, the first one was, is Baker Mayfield a tier one quarterback?
Yeah.
And when I think of tier one, it's the four guys. It's Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes. Those are the
That's
four.
That's what the whole offseason
the whole
favorite
offseason
were.
Was those four
those
guys.
Were the guys that were mentioned nonstop. That was the group thing.
There was a hard cement floor below those guys with nobody getting up in there. So Baker Mayfield, the discussion was, is he a tier one quarterback? The other one was, can the Bucs win the NFC? Which they did back when Tom Brady was the quarterback there. But they made the playoffs with Baker Mayfield a couple of times. Won a playoff game a couple years ago, I believe, against the Eagles. But they've not been a legitimate threat to win the conference or win a Super Bowl. Are either of those questions even being asked? Obviously, if Baker gets tackled on fourth and 10.
If Baker hadn't won that game, in a game in which they would have scored 14 points
lost
in the
19
game.
19 to 14 and had not scored since their first two drives.
Would have lost 19 to 14. I don't think, no, it wouldn't have been front and center enough. They wouldn't have been putting him up there right just yet. But then, I mean, but you look at his body of work and what he did last year, it's totally under. In winning that game, I think it's very, very fair that they are asking that question now.
Yep.
I think over the course of, and I think they could have been asked that question in week four, week five, if he continues to win football games and play well. But no, without that game, like that game was not one that if they lost it would have vaulted that conversation up to the top of the producer.
But they didn't lose 39-37 like they did 2 years ago. That's a losing effort that you do it. You maybe don't
the guy,
talk about the
look,
Bucs
he, made, he kept giving them chances to win, but the defense let him down.
He walked off the field with the lead at the end of a game. This was 19-14, and they had to drive the length of the field, which credit Baker, he did. But yeah, like
it's such an easy one though too. That after that type of a win, it's so easy to point to like, look at, he's just a winner.
No, totally.
Oh, he's just got the grit.
That's my point. That's why like some of these narratives are just wild to me, because if Henry Toa Toa or somebody else is in there that doesn't run past Baker Mayfield on that play, these aren't even topics. You'd get laughed off the set for going, is Baker a tier one quarterback? Because he makes that scramble.
Yeah.
That's the narrative now. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like the, hey, look at the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think very fairly so. That's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
No, they're a good team. Yeah, yeah. They weren't lucky to win that game by any means. I think other narratives that maybe, let's look at the flip side. What if the Texans do make that play? Now they're 1-1 on the season. And, you know, the offense wasn't great, but you win.
Right. I know,
we for sure would have gotten DeMeco Ryans on any question about offensive ineptitude or inefficiency. We would have gotten, like, we won the game.
Right. Yeah.
We won the game.
Yeah.
You know,
and AFC South.
And I got to look at the film. AFC South, Brian. Yeah.
And I think personally, I had some reservations about, you know, being all that excited about the defense after the Rams game, because it took an Azeez Alshire turnover at the very end of that to keep the Texans in it at all. But the Texans had just gotten driven on the second to last drive by the Rams. And then the Texans failed when they had a chance again to stay in the game. The Rams drove on them twice in a row.
Yep.
So you look at this last game, if the Texans had gotten the 4th and 10 stop, I would have felt a lot better about the defense, even though it's just one play. But I still would have been pointing out the fact that the Bucs were able to run on them at will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what puts the stress on the defense in the fourth quarter when guys are gassed. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson were gassed at the end of that game. And I'm not saying that as a criticism. That's what happens when you play 80 snaps in a football game. The D linemen don't, but they were, I mean, 80 snaps is a lot in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's how many snaps the defense had. Yes, the offense could have helped you out by sustaining some drives, but you guys just allowed the Rams to run and run and
they
run.
They were running all
and
night.
Dink and dunk.
The Bucky Irving thing wasn't happening in the latter part of the third into the fourth quarter. Bucky Irving was bouncing off of people from the get-go. There's a reason they scored two touchdowns on their first two drives.
Likewise in the Rams game, you're on the field a lot. Okay, partly because the offense didn't help you out, but Stafford was converting 50% of his third downs in that game. So, the defense is not right now operating at the level that I think DeMeco or anybody else on the defense thinks they should be. They're not operating like an elite defense. They got to clean some of this stuff up.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, is Mayfield a tier one QB? Nobody's talking about that if Henry Toa Toa makes a play.
I think if the Texans win that game, though, and it's on Monday night, what people would be talking about with the defense nationally is just how physically – there's just how violent they are.
Well, they would have shut down the Bucs from the 9-minute mark of the second quarter on.
Yeah.
They scored two touchdowns on their first two drives, and that second touchdown drive was one where you're like, oh my God, this might be a long night. That was like a 14-play drive that ate up like 7 or 8 minutes. Like, they methodically went down the field on them. You're right. If Toa Toa makes that play, then the Texans are being talked about on the Tuesday morning shows as, can the Texans' defense carry them?
Well, yeah.
Can the Texans win the AFC with this defense?
But I'll tell you what, nationally, I mean, we did the power rankings yesterday, and largely most of the blurbs about the Texans still say gushing things about the defense.
Yeah.
You know, so the narrative or what have you, or where that, how people think of them, they still think of, they look at the box scores and they see the Texans have allowed 17 points per game so far. That's a good defense. They don't necessarily see all the chinks in the armor.
Yep. All right. Speaking of Toa Toa, there's a few guys on this team. If we're looking at plays, if you look through it through a Texans lens these first two games and go, that play lost the game for you. And I know coaches don't like to do that. They'll say that there were so many plays before this that we could have made, and it's true. But as far as like at nut cutting time, I think it's the Darya Gumbawale fumble against the Rams. You're driving down the field for a go-ahead touchdown. You're moving the football. And then I think it's Henry Toa Toa missing that tackle on Baker Mayfield that allowed him to squirt out on that 4th and 10. You know, those are just two of hundreds of plays in the game, but those were the two like that. It was
those
over.
Are poignant moments.
Those are poignant.
Right?
Yeah. Like well,
the Ogunbowale fumble lost you the game specifically. The Henry Toa Toa one was
You would have ended
You could
the
have
game.
Sealed the game there.
Yep.
They still ran six plays after that.
They did.
And a couple of them were really dumb and ugly on the defense.
No doubt.
But yeah, that's where you had the opportunity to seal the game there and you didn't do it.
I think it's interesting that it's those two guys because I feel like just the chatter that I've seen both on our text page, social media, et cetera, if you're looking at the Texans two games in, number one with Dare cannot be on the field offensively anymore. I'm fine with him being on the team, being on special teams, being your emergency kicker. If you've got an issue at running back where you get a couple guys knocked out of a game and you got to use Dare in case of emergency, then so be it. You got to do what you got to do. He cannot be the first choice for you out there on third down anymore when you've got perfectly better running backs sitting there for you. And it's Seth, especially when his sole job when he's in on most of these plays is to make sure that blitzes get picked up, C.J. Stroud stays clean. Dare hasn't been good at that since the latter part of last season.
Yeah.
He was bad late last year at that part of
his
job.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to get CJ hurt.
I think that that's an easier one. I think the Toa Toa is a guy that
He's the other one. Everybody's like, where's Christian Harris?
And Christian Harris was available and Christian Harris played in the game. He played about 17 snaps. I personally just don't think like Christian Harris right now does not look like the version of Christian Harris that you have in your mind. He's not as fast. He's not as physical, but is that because he's working back into, getting into playing shape after missing most of training camp and pretty much all of last year?
Yeah.
Is Christian Harris definitively better than Henry Toa Toa right now?
Yeah.
I don't know that he is, but Henry Toa Toa also kind of seems to have hit a ceiling. And both those guys, and Christian Harris still has never been good in coverage as a linebacker.
Right.
So some of the things that ail you, it's not as simple as just inserting Christian Harris. But they get to the end of the game, and EJ Speed's not out there either. So, and I didn't expect EJ Speed to be a starter, but there's times where I'm wondering, man, they need to have three linebackers out there on the field in this moment, and D'Amico doesn't seem confident in three linebackers to have out there.
No.
And so I don't think it's as simple as just, swap Christian Harris for Henry Toa Toa, but they might perhaps try that this week.
Speed was the one I was going to bring up with
you. Yeah,
yeah. EJ Speed, he was flying around on special teams out there.
He made some nice sticks.
He did. That would be
Now I'll tell you, too, Speed makes a lot of really nice plays in the run game as a linebacker, but he's had trouble in coverage, too.
He has.
He's not – his last name is Speed, and yes, he's fast, but he's just not a great coverage linebacker. It hasn't been. Maybe this is the week that they start using him more.
Maybe, yeah. I hope so. You're right, though. There's not a lot of great solutions right now on the roster. I think the other thing I'm seeing with a lot of folks, and I would agree, playing the rookies more. Does D'Amico Ryans?
Yeah, Woody Marks.
Or does Nick Caley, who's making the determinations of who's out on the field, does Caley have a little O'Brien in him where he's maybe not very – exactly. Yeah. Here was D'Amico yesterday being asked at his press conference, his Zoom call, about rookies like Jalen Knoll possibly getting some more playing time.
When it comes to getting the reps and earning trust, I mean, those guys, they have our trust, right? They have our trust. All three guys have shown throughout training camp, throughout the preseason, that they can be playmakers for us. So Knoll, Woody, and Higgins all have done a really nice job as rookies at stepping in and doing what's asked of them. So, when you do it well, you'll continue to get more opportunities.
I don't know if Jalen Knoll is going to get more opportunities with Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming back. I think he's cemented his role as the return guy on this team.
And just by way of, I think people thought because Justin Watson got a couple of targets early on that they were showing preferential treatment to him. He got 20 snaps in the game. Jalen Knoll got 15 snaps on offense. So, I don't think it's as simple as but the trust factor is definitely big when it comes to rookies and how much you trust them. But you got to offset that with, all right, yeah, but can we just get some athletes and some speed
on
Higgins, the
field? How many snaps did Higgins get? Looks like you got it in front of you over there.
Higgins had 21 snaps.
21 snaps. So they're all living in the same neighborhood, right?
Yeah,
now.
Like they definitely weren't. And I would just say, in terms of actual threats, and
there were 40. There were 47 snaps in the game offensively for the Texans.
That's so bad.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. When you're a defense and you only get 47 snaps in the game, it feels like you didn't even play a football game.
What's the number? What's the tipping point? Where
I say 60.
Yeah,
60 feels like a real football game.
Yeah.
47 snaps, it really does feel like I might need to get a workout in after this game. As a defensive lineman, because then that means you haven't even played 47 snaps. So
right,
like,
you probably
yeah.
you would have probably played like 30 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you really do feel like, I don't know, I feel kind of guilty that I'm getting a paycheck for this game.
So Tampa, you know, I don't know who Tampa plays this weekend, but there's almost not even like the Monday Night Football effect on them.
That reminds me. Yeah. Remember the old thing where that after playing the 49ers when D'Amico was the coordinator, the next week the team's
they didn't win a game all year.
Yeah, the next. Yeah. And there was this theory that, man, after playing a really physical defense, these teams really take a beating. You know who tore their plantar fascia last week?
Sean McVay.
Coaching. Sean McVay could not escape the punishment
of a D'Amico Ryan's
going up
defense.
Against the D'Amico Ryan's team. Hey, we might be 0-2, but we are leaving bodies everywhere.
What was he,
all over the battlefield.
I only saw the headline. Was he running in like on the up like on the sideline?
I don't know what he was probably. Yeah. I remember he's got that little get back guy that has the corral him around the waist.
McVay's into it, man.
Yeah.
Tore his plantar fascia coaching football. That's not supposed to happen. So he's like 37 years old, right?
You want to hear a nasty thing about plantar fascias?
Sure.
Oh, okay. This is the...
Yes!
Yeah. So sometimes the best solution for plantar fasciitis, a serious one, is to just slice it completely.
Oh!
That it
why did
actually...
I say yes?
So if you got a torn plantar fascia or you got really, really bad plantar fasciitis, they'll just... slice it.
Oh.
And apparently it relieves. I had plantar fasciitis for a couple of years and I figured out a way to manage it. But it was, I know that was discussed at one point. It was like, you can't just slice it and then you don't have to worry about
it's
it
like
anymore.
Hitting the reset button on a video game?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start over.
Apparently it's
Control Alt Delete.
Yep. Which I kind of like, I thought about maybe I should do that. Like preemptively in the off season or something.
So you slice it, and then what do they do? Surgically reattach it or something?
No. They just slice it in half, and then I think it grows back like over time. But in the moment, it doesn't really actually hurt you that much. The same way with your clavicle. If you have separated shoulder, sometimes they'll just snip off the tip of your clavicle.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't actually need it
all that much for what
we do.
Right.
I don't know. Like maybe millions of years ago, it served a purpose back when we were on all fours. But yeah.
Don't laugh at me.
Yeah.
Is the plantar fascia like the arc on the bottom of your foot?
It's on the bottom. It's just like a big mass of like fascia is like connective to like sheathing.
Okay.
I didn't give you a good explanation.
That's
for
okay.
It,
That's
yeah.
okay. That's okay. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey, football talk and fascia talk on Sports Radio 610.
It's a thick fibrous band of tissue that runs along the bottom of the foot from the heel to the base of the toes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say.
Supports and maintains the arch of the foot.
There you go. All right. So just slice that bad boy in half, huh?
And get some orthotics, and I guess you're off to
you're
the
good
races.
Good to go. All right.
That's what helped it for me. I started wearing orthotics in my cleats, and that helped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How many years in?
Oh, I was like my fifth and sixth year in the NFL. I was really struggling with it. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'm glad we had this talk.
There you go.
Football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by
Paramount. It didn't help it in the moment.
Paramount.
But like in the offseason when I started doing that, then I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Presented by Paramount Plus, Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary yet, plantar fasciitis.
What's
going on with my foot here? forcing him to fight for everything he's built and wear orthotics and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st. Ooh, Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Circle back to the Astros. Jordan's got an injury. Plantar fascia is fine, but boy, that ankle is a mess. Mm. We will hear from Joe Espada on the Jordan injury coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Runner goes, swing and a miss, ball game over. Astros win it, 6-5, ended up being a thriller. And they hold on to take this game and take the first two games of the series against the Rangers. They stay a half game behind Seattle in the AL West. And they now move to four games in front of the Rangers in second place. Blummer got scary down the end.
Yeah, it got scary. Jeff Blum, Todd Kallas on the call, Space City Home Network. Yeah, it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be 6-5.
Thanks a lot, De Los Santos.
But yeah, to your, you made this point earlier. Like, it's okay. There's certain guys in this bullpen I'm just having a hard time getting angry about because they're not supposed to be here.
Right. Yeah.
And they're using De Los Santos like they were using Abreu when Hader was healthy.
But meanwhile, Blue Ball's not supposed to be here either. But man.
But that might work.
He's my new favorite athlete in all the world.
Look, if they make the postseason and they make it past the wild card round this time, unlike last year when they got swept, Blue Ball is going to factor in. Like, this is where we are. There are so many elbow injuries going on right now with this team where guys are done for the year. You know, Spencer Arrighetti done for the year. I mean, we can go through the whole list. This is a big start today for Christian Javier to have us feeling like he can contribute in a playoff series. You know, we know Hunter Brown's going to start game one probably. I would imagine just based on tenure and reputation and a high ceiling, Fromber is going to start game two.
Yeah.
That feels like Joe Espada is going to throw the last few months out the window and say, these are our top two guys. They're going to start. If we get into a wild card round series, Hunter's going to start game one. Fromber's going to start game two.
No, dude, I don't think you can. And you can't. Maybe this is the tail wagging the dog or whatever. I don't care. Like, you got to get something good out of Fromber, and you can't risk disrupting the fragile ecosystem of Fromber Valdez's heart and mind by not having him be number two.
You got to have somebody ready, though.
Right.
You
got to plan for it and everything.
We can't be this well. We're still going to get 100 pitches out of him.
But I feel like there's hope for the upside of Fromber. If all of a sudden you demoted him, then I feel like there's not a chance in hell you're going to get the best version of him.
Jason Alexander's been phenomenal for them over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Christian Javier's been very up and down. We just mentioned Blue Ball, but Blue Ball is obviously still at a stage here where they're not trusting him for more than last night, three innings.
Blue Ball is a lot different than De Los Santos in that Blue Ball is a guy that you envision a future for.
No, but I'm talking within the starting rotation in a playoff series. Like, this is where I was going with it is, Fromber's going to be the number two starter for this team. Are there any guys that, among the guys that are starting games for them right now, not back-end guys, like front-end guys, that you could argue, hey, this guy actually, I know Fromber's fragile ecosystem and his ego.
Yeah.
But look, Jason Alexander has been light years better than Fromber Valdez for a pretty big sample size right now.
For a pretty big sample size, but then like if you're the Astros and you're looking at like all the expected stuff and everything, it's not, like Baseball Savant is not as big a fan of Jason Alexander as the box score stats would have you believe. And I think that, do you trust him more in this moment?
Well,
my gut tells me that I trust him more in this moment.
Is expected Jason Alexander still better than expected Fromber Valdez?
Right.
You know, like that's the question. It's going to be Fromber. I'm trying to say, okay, can you cobble together an argument? I think there's a lot of Astro fans that would feel way more comfortable with Jason Alexander, even with all the contact that he gives up, than Fromber Valdez right now. At least he's finding ways to get guys out in games.
Mm-hmm.
Fromber's getting chased all the time now. His ERA is 6 for the last 2 months. You know, Jason Alexander's been, I think, in the 2s somewhere. He's been really, really good. Now, all of this is as a dark cloud over it right now because of Yordan Alvarez's ankle injury. Here was Joe Espada updating us all yesterday on Yordan Alvarez's injury he suffered scoring a run on Monday night.
He's got a pretty significant ankle sprain, so this is going to keep him out for a while. Let's not get into days, weeks, any of that. We are going to take one day at a time, but this is going to take some time to heal. We don't have that many days left on the regular season, so we are going to, he's in there getting some treatment, getting some work done, so you know, hopefully he's not out for a long period of time.
Okay, follow-up question right after that from Chandler Rome. Is he going to go on the IL?
Joe, are you guys going to put him on the IL?
Did you just hear what I said? That this is going to take some time.
I know, but I'm wondering for your roster. Are you going to play a man short?
Listen, one day at a time, Chandler. Okay? I'm not going to give you days, weeks, what we're going to do next. You're just going to have to sit down and wait, okay?
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a fair enough question.
Dude, that's a roster question. That's not you're not giving me enough here. Like, that's a legitimate, like, okay, are you going to put him on 10-day IL?
I mean, if you're going to put him on the IL, it's at least 10 days, and so that involves days. And like, do I have to lay it out for you?
Right. No, I'm team.
It wasn't a gotcha question.
No. I'm team Chandler on that question. That was a fair question. The follow up was fair. Explaining this is why I'm asking you. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're keeping Yordan Alvarez on the roster right now, and he can't play, he's taking up a spot. I mean, you are in a tight divisional race right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get no tighter. It's a half a game right now. And if you're burning a spot for a guy who is on crutches, that's not good roster usage. Maybe he's not answering that because that's more of a Dana Brown question than a Joe Espada question.
It almost feels like if you're going to really read into it, the stress level is probably not great about the whole situation. And the fact that it's Yordan yet again now with some kind of physical malady that we don't quite know when to expect him back. That maybe Espada feels like it should be an IL thing, but they've got to worry about everything else that goes along with it. I don't know.
Maybe. We've just used the word maybe 7 times in the last 8 seconds, but maybe they hold out hope that he can come back for the final series of the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the swelling hasn't gone down or where they don't know. I don't, you know, that
they got to, okay, this,
that it might be worth it to, because
they can do it retroactively.
That's true.
They can kind of wait and see.
They can do it retroactive to Monday because that's when it happens.
Yeah. So, like, they right now they might be trying to look and figure out exactly where they are. With the roster, with the playoff race, the wild card situation, all of that. And if they string it out as long as possible to make a decision, they don't know right now.
You got a couple extra guys up right now because of the rules. They allow you to bring a couple extra guys up on the roster. So you're already working with a surplus compared to what the rest of the season's been. So that's not a luxury. I mean, every team does that, but within the framework of your roster, it's a bit of a September luxury. And maybe they're looking at it, Seth, and they're going, you know what? If Yordan can come back for, say, 2 games at the end of the year, something like that, you know, we're still in a division race, and these last 2 games are the difference between us getting a 3 seed or maybe a 2 seed and not. Yeah. it's worth it for us, for Jordan, to occupy a spot on the roster just to get him back, that he might get a big home run for us in these couple of games at the end of the year.
The fact that Espada got testy about whether or not they're going to put him on the IL makes me feel more optimistic about it, and that, all right, we might be dealing with something that they think is a 10-day time horizon or less.
Or less,
and,
yeah.
And that they're just kind of... that they don't know exactly what to do right now.
Yeah.
And you've already got the testy relationship between Chandler and the Astros when it comes to injuries or whatever. So he just, they don't have a lot of clarity. I read it as they don't have a lot of clarity on it themselves, but it might be better than 10 days or shorter than 10 days.
Maybe.
So I choose to be cautiously optimistic.
You choose optimism.
It.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go with you on that one. True. Okay, text messages. Boy, Fromber is not popular right now.
Yeah.
Screw Fromber. He's not a one. Text message. Text message. True Astro fans.
Yeah.
Want Fromber and Espada gone.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that was okay. So now you can't be a true Astro fan.
Are you
now,
a true Astro fan? Do you want Fromber and Espada gone?
Okay, saying wanting somebody gone is differently. You could frame it more as like, I'm okay with letting him walk at the end of the year.
Yep.
I'm 100% okay with that, yes.
Yeah.
But I also recognize the situation we're in where, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too right now with the pitching staff, and you're going to have to get – you're really going to have to hope for the absolute best out of Fromber, but with a short rope, I think, or a short leash, I think. You know, you got to be quick with the hook and understand what the situation is. But you can't just because you feel a certain kind of way about Fromber – doesn't mean that you should throw away the upside of him while he's still on your team.
No. But he should have a shorter leash than he would have in the regular season.
Yeah.
Look, it might be his last game as an Astro. I don't give a rat's ass how he feels
right.
after that game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're not, Sean and I aren't sitting here saying they've got to extend Fromber.
No.
They've got to give him a deal. Give him a deal now. Like, none of us are saying. I would say 98% of Astros fans are totally cool with him letting Fromber walk at the end of the year.
I think most Astro fans are glad that they didn't give him an extension already because of how he's looked.
Yeah.
Text message, I've had plantar fasciitis for about 12 years. I had the surgery that Seth was talking about where they sliced it. It came right back and didn't do squat.
Okay, so
it sucks, he says.
I remembered the orthotics helped, but then also there's this procedure, or this it's a therapy, and it's called ASTIM. It's not E-STIM, like the electrostim. It's called A-STIM.
A-STIM.
A, I think, S-T-Y-M.
Okay.
But they kind of like take this plastic blade and work it over your lower leg and everything. That's what really knocked it out for good for
me
after I was done playing. So if you look up A-STIM.
Well, sir.
It worked for me. I'm not endorsing them or anything, but that's one of the things that worked for me.
Sounds like this guy's grab bag. And he said the procedure, the slicing procedure sucked, he said.
Oh, yeah. Generally with plantar fasciitis, it is a whole lot of people. Like, can somebody tell me anything?
Anything.
Please, anything.
All right.
That's what worked for me. I don't know if it's,
Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop. Is CJ Stroud missing this particular person this year? We will have that for you. Final segment coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment. Find out what the guys got going on In the Loop in just a few minutes. Question, Seth.
Okay.
Talk a lot about C.J. Stroud these last several months. Does C.J. Stroud miss Case Keenum?
Oh. Is having a mentor in the room, a veteran guy.
The Crash Davis to his Nuke LaLoosh.
Yeah. Just somebody to lean on, so somebody who can deliver or communicate the message.
Yeah. No disrespect to Davis Mills, but Davis Mills is more of a, you know, he's sort of more in that same experience bracket as
CJ
Stroud.
At this point, yeah. I think that's possible. That's very, very possible.
Because if that's the case, no pun intended. I did not mean to do that. But if that is the case, then that's kind of an egregious non-signing by the Houston Texans.
Just having a veteran quarterback or not retaining Case Keenum.
Well, specifically him.
Yeah.
Like because we had a 2-year body of work with a 1-year body of work with him on the bench there, because the second season, I don't know how much Case was around. He was injured all year.
When they went the extreme opposite direction, then, and they went with having Davis Mills for one more year, but then drafting Graham Mertz and having him on the roster.
Yes,
to where now CJ is certainly not in a position in his career and learning this new offense where he's going to be a mentor to Graham Mertz and help him out along the way. Should they have stuck it out for another year or two and having a veteran quarterback, especially a guy like Case, who's been in multiple different systems, a lot of playing experience, and just can be a big brother to him in a lot of ways. Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's lots of resources you'd love to have around for everybody, but sometimes it's more of a luxury than a necessity. I'm not ready to go there just yet.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
We're only 2 games in.
Yeah, we're 2 games in, and they made some progress from week 1 to week 2 in terms of just getting the pre-snap stuff right. Now it's turned in. Now the questions largely in my mind are, okay, what is Nick Caley as a coordinator and play caller? And what can he do with that offensive line that he's got? I mean, those calls down on the goal line don't look as bad if you've got offensive linemen that could actually move human beings.
Yeah.
But they can't. And I don't know if you look at it on paper and I'm not going back on my word. I will, to the day I die, believe that an offensive line coach can make a big difference with a bunch of average offensive linemen. You can have an improved offensive line just by getting everybody to play in unison, but you're going to be limited by the physical talent of the guys that you do have.
Yeah.
And on paper, you have to acknowledge that, all right, that offensive line either it has a lot of question marks because you got a rookie starting, and you got guys in the interior that haven't been great offensive linemen as of late or ever in their careers. So what can you do with those guys? At some point, they might just be running up against a human wall when you're playing guys like Vita Vea, Kalijah Kansi, or any one of like 3 or 4 other defensive linemen on that Bucks squad. Logan Hall, that other white dude, all those guys. Random white guys, okay?
Yeah. Like, big whiteies.
My brethren.
It's right, your people. Did you see Kansi's out for the year?
The year?
He tore his pectoral muscle.
Oh, no.
That's why he left the game. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
Well, he's out. I mean,
I can say that because it's an NFC opponent. I like the way that kid plays.
I do, too. He's a good player. What scares you the most about the Jacksonville Jaguars? We're turning the page on the Bucs officially in this segment. No more Bucs.
The Jaguars have rushed the passer pretty well so far this year. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the Texans haven't... The Texans haven't dealt with pressure.
You know, now that you say it.
I was looking at one of those charts where everything's divided into quadrants, and it had a bunch of the teams that had the worst pass protection so far. The Texans are in that lower quartile.
Yeah.
That left the bottom quadrant.
Bottom left, yeah. Never want to be there on those charts.
But the one thing I noticed, I just glanced at it really quickly during a break, and I realized, like, oh, yeah, those teams have faced some good pass-rushing teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they face some good defensive lines. So the Texans are one of them. And that, you know, that balances out over time. I guess there's a chance that the Texans might move up more towards that middle, the middle of that graph. I don't know.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, the Jaguars don't scare me as much as the Rams scared me the most.
Yeah.
The Bucs scared me a little less than the Rams, but still scared me a little bit. The Jaguars still have some very good pass rushers, but it's still not, I would say it's third on that tier. The level of difficulty has gotten a little easier. But I'm not saying that they can't rush the passer. They very much can.
Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines Allen.
Yeah.
That's the edge for their, that those are the edge rushers for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Is Trayvon Walker, is he a big contract extension guy for them? He's in that same, he's in Stingley's draft class.
Yeah, and Trayvon Walker's a guy that's been, it's kind of one of those things that, Jadeveon Clowney's not a fair comparison, but I think he hasn't necessarily lived up to the draft hype or draft status or his college career, but he's still turned into a very good pass rusher, probably underrated because he plays for the Jaguars.
Yeah. Stingley and Sauce are the only two highly drafted guys out of that class to get a bag so far, I think. Right? Trayvon Walker. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, I think he hasn't gotten paid. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson.
He hasn't?
I don't think he has. I may be wrong on that. But
oh, no,
that feels like one. Aiden Hutchinson feels like one that's going to be in that market resetting neighborhood. Well, maybe not.
Well, he had
now
that injury that was, yeah, that.
But when he's healthy, yeah, he's been hugely
impactful. No, I'm saying as far as the contract and everything, it kind of made it easy for the Lions to kick that down the road.
That's true. With the broken leg last year.
Yeah.
That's true.
Good job by you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's still playing on his rookie contract.
Is he? Yeah, no. He's heading into year four, right?
Yeah, no, I was just confirming to you that he was.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's basically destitute. 4 years, $35.7 million.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that he still has a vehicle to drive.
I know. I like pocket watching on these guys.
Well, that was the whole thing about the Derek Stingley thing. Everybody, like, people were treating it like, oh, wow, look at the young kid. He just, he worked hard, and now he got paid and everything. He's made $35 million already.
That's true.
Hey, what's your first big purchase?
No, I don't know, a second home
for my mom,
right.
I guess. That's
a good caveat for people who maybe aren't dialed in on all the contract stuff that hear us talking about rookie contracts all the time. Well, boy, they still got CJ on this rookie contract. It's a benefit because it's way less and teams can sign other guys using the cap space.
Yeah, it's way more about the team than it is the player himself.
It's not much in terms of cap space. In terms of human beings, it's still a bleep ton of money, these rookie contracts.
Right.
Hell,
yeah.
Even the day three guys are making like $6 million over 4 years.
Yeah,
now.
And the amount of guaranteed money and everything. It's just, it's different. I think the rookie minimum right now is almost $1 million.
It's like 800,000, I think. Something like that.
Hold on, fellas. Have we considered inflation?
My rookie year, I made $131,000, which is a boatload of money for a recent college should have graduated.
Yes.
And theoretically, if
you
I
were
had
preparing that, for your next job, you don't apologize to anybody.
Let's see, $131,000 in 1997.
I love that this is being taken seriously.
Yeah.
And I did it the other day because I was wondering.
Well, I just want to find out how rich rookie Seth really was.
Sometimes I like to think about how I've squandered my money.
Yeah.
$261,000. Yeah, that's a lot, but it's not $800,000.
Not close to what it is now.
Yeah. This just in, the cap has way more than doubled since 1997.
Right.
The growth in the NFL market has.
$261,000 is a boatload of money, but like that was, I still had to remind rookies back then, like, this is not buy a luxury SUV for each one of your family members.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to get that second contract.
Especially if you're like a sixth round pick and you haven't made the team yet.
Yeah, you haven't made the team. Exactly. How we doing, fellas?
Doing pretty well, I think.
I'm disoriented.
I was just going to say.
Disoriented. Cause
Bizarro
today,
Studio.
Yeah, because today was the one day out of, 100, probably even more, that I do the courtesy of moving out of my chair to let John Lopez get set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Seth did that for Reggie. I did not do that for you for whatever reason. Seth, I mean, these are in-studio problems that the listening audience probably doesn't care about.
Yeah.
But these are the little things that when you share a studio with people, It's like we're roommates almost.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Exactly. I do wonder if it sounds at all different. You know, like how they say that when you smile, you sound different.
I think this mic sounds different in my ear than that one does.
It does. Yeah, to me too.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. All right. Mm-hmm. How are we feeling?
That's a scary smile, Seth. I don't know why. Seth's smile is a little bit intimidating.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
I do feel happier.
We had Michael Chiklis on earlier.
Oh, really?
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, he's got a movie coming out on Friday called The Senior, which I don't know if you guys have seen the trailers for it.
I think I have.
It's a true story. It looks really good. Mm-hmm. And he did a good job of selling it with us. It's about a 59. It's a true story. And he made a point, not based on a true story. This is a true story.
There's a difference
about a 59-year-old Texas man mm-hmm. who had 1 year of eligibility left for college football and went back to college and played college football. And there's a lot more baked into the story about, you know, relationships.
Sure, sure.
And inspiration, mm-hmm. and it's really one of those stories to inspire you. If you're getting older, and you feel like you left something on the table, you left some meat on the bone.
You want to play the tuba at LSU.
Go eat the meat. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So he was on with us earlier. It was good. It's mm-hmm. always good to catch up with my twin.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Is it sad that the first thing I think of when I think of a sports movie is, how good does the quarterback look throwing the football? Because it throws me out of it throws me into like an area of disbelief with the film when I see like this is the star quarterback and he's like winging a pass like 5 yards down the field and it looks like he barely gets it there.
He said that they hired a consultant, like a company,
okay, mm-hmm.
that handles making the sports scenes look realistic.
They use ex-college athletes.
They used ex-college players.
It does. It looks real. It doesn't look stupid, especially for an independent film.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, oh, this is going to look awful. The football stuff in the trailer looks good. Really mm-hmm. realistic.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks
you know,
good.
As far as that, never too late to do things that you could have done or anything. I was like, I like the stories of people that kind of got a late start in becoming like really, really big time. Ray Kroc was 52 years old when he first
swiped McDonald's.
Well, no, he was swiped. He was even older by the time he swiped in front of him. But when he first walked into a McDonald's restaurant, he was 52 years old.
That's cool.
As a paper cup and milkshake
that's
mixer
right,
salesman.
That's right. He was selling
when
milkshake.
When he first recognized the
by the time
of
he stole
thing,
it from him.
Swipe.
Yeah.
That's great.
Regis Philbin, too. He had kind of been kicking around and everything, but he didn't really hit the big time until he was older and later mm-hmm. in his career.
I didn't get paid for my first radio show until I was 38 years old.
Yeah.
Right, look at you. I'm basically Ray Kroc.
That fits.
You are often said that. Yeah. Who did you swipe the show from then? That's the question.
I didn't swipe it.
David, he got Casario to call it Pendergast and Pain.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
On the Pat McAfee show.
On the Pat McAfee show, yeah. I didn't encourage him to do anything, all right?
Now, at least nothing that's undocumented, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's no paper trail. I can't find anything.
You should fact check that, because neither one of us ever had any input into that at all. I think they called it Pain and Pendergast mostly because
it flows better.
Easier.
No, I have zero issue with it.
Okay, I just wanted to check to be sure. Sounded better to go Pendergast and Pain.
No, it does not sound better.
It does. It really
does. No, Pain and Pendergast. Right. It flows better when you go single syllable, multiple.
I always worry that my bosses are scared of me, though. I feel like I try to.
Two things can be true.
There's some justification for that.
Mm-hmm. Were you smiling?
I threw a garbage can.
Yeah, that would do it.
There was a time that I kicked a garbage can across the room after I got upset with Armin Williams. There was that time.
Walked out of the room.
But ever since then, I feel like with any other boss, I feel like there's no reason for them to be scared of me.
No.
And yet I don't know. Like yesterday, Parker had some suggestions for us to make our show better. And I felt like he was a little nervous that I was going to flip out or something. And they were all really very good suggestions.
Yeah, no, you were.
But I could tell as he was giving it to me, he's like,
if they weren't, he would have thrown a chair.
Yeah.
He really liked the one less Sean. He loved it. He was all for that suggestion.
Okay, so now Seth, you can leave the room because Sean and I have to talk about some stuff. But that's the big one. Yes, Sean, more Seth. Okay.
Close the door.
Thumbs up, buddy. Yeah.
Close the door behind you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question of the day, boys?
Hey, you heard Chandler Rome. Good, old school journalism.
We took up for him.
Captain J journalism.
Good job by Channy Poo.
Yeah.
He was a lot of times people like to give him a hard time about
I love
stuff.
That guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy because he's old school. So the question of the day, what's an old school newspaper or journalism thing that you like, that you miss?
Watching this documentary I didn't hear this question before. Sometimes you give us a question beforehand. This popped to mind. Oh, my God. After the Jonestown Massacre back in the day, this is an awful cult situation where a cult that had moved to Central America, almost everybody was committed to, they did themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a few that escaped. And my God, so one of these was like a woman with her two young children somehow escaped the Jonestown Massacre. And when reporters first get a crack at interviewing some of these people, they are interrogating her as if
like
everybody was under suspicion. Like, if you didn't die, you must have been in on it.
Yeah.
And
they
were like, they were asking all these. This is how they used to ask questions back in the day. Isn't it true?
Yes.
And this poor woman who's just like, you can tell her whole world's been flipped upside down. She's been in the jungle alone with her kids for 3 days. And like, isn't it true that you left 10 minutes before the... Yeah, isn't it true was big back in the
day. That's every press conference in a Rocky movie. Mm-hmm. Is he the journos in the Rocky movies are very belligerent. The one I think of is Rocky V that had Tommy Morrison in it.
Yeah.
After he wins the title and he had already kind of like stabbed Rocky in the back. And they're like, it was a lot of, isn't it true? And then guys are just, the journos in the press conference, just standing up giving their opinion. They're like, he may be a good champ, but Rocky Balboa, he'll never be. That was where First Take probably started. They saw 1990 Rocky V and this reporter standing up going, he'll never be a Rocky Balboa. I'm like, hey, we might be onto something here. Let's stick all these writers in a room and have them yell at each other.
Yes.
That would be amazing. My thing, and
it's like newspaper or journalism.
Yeah, my thing is, my newspaper thing. Look, first of all, I actually miss newspapers, like getting a paper. Mm-hmm. And I know they're still out there and whatever, but it's, you know, it's easier to fire up the iPad. The one thing I miss that I used to, I loved getting Sunday newspapers from outside my market back when I was a kid. Before the internet, when we were all like living in just these, you know, our cities we lived in were these silos. There was not a lot of getting publications or being able to listen to the radio in other markets. Like, being able to listen to the radio in other markets,
crazy,
so foreign.
Yeah.
But I used to get the Sunday Boston Globe. My family did at our house. And Pete Gammon's baseball notebook on Sundays was revolutionary.
It was
at
gold.
The time. It was
gold.
Incredible. Like, just the, there would be a few, like it was a whole page and it would be a few big stories, and then just the notebook part of it was just blurbs with dot, dot, dot in between each of them. And he was plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of good information. And on the other page there, when you open it up, was all the stats of every hitter and every pitcher.
That was mine.
You could only get those on Sundays in the Sunday paper. And so you get the sporting news, and you can get them in there, too, for every team. But I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can see everybody's batting average. This is incredible.
My thing was letters to the editor.
God,
those were gold.
Yeah.
Those were gold, man.
Yeah.
Because first of all, it's like a week later.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing's current.
It's like a week later. And they're like, to sit down and write like a 19 paragraph letter and then they publish it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was scathing usually. It was good.
I'll tell you what, the delay there is that's a big, I get nostalgic for this sometimes. And I was thinking about this the other day. Sean and I were talking about this off air. Was every time I'm in the grocery store, I see like a fantasy guide, fantasy football guide. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, you remember like how useless those are right now? Because in those, you're reading and it's like, wait a second, they're talking about this guy who got traded a month ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other part of that is I really miss not knowing exactly what was going on with a band that you liked or anything. Like, you'd get an album and you'd look at the lyrics and everything, and you didn't have any, you couldn't go to like songlyricmeanings.com or anything. You hear an Alanis Morissette song, you'd be like, oh, I hope Alanis is okay.
You weren't getting
like she's in a rough place.
You weren't getting a newsletter in your inbox and email every day about them, like, with all their dates coming up.
I worried about so many musical artists. I'd be like, oh my gosh, Axel. This sounds rough.
Hey, real quick, you're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. Got it in by 3 seconds. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. Continue.
Yeah, this is going to go into 1040. I'm sure it's going to go long. But the last thing, I feel sorry for kids that can't save a front page.
Yeah.
I've got so many front pages in my attic. Like, my mom saved. I was a baby, but my mom saved the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
I saved a lot of the big ones from, you know, when I was writing.
I have a box full of them, man.
Yeah.
I got the OJ trial in there. I have the front page from the day my kids were born.
I did that for all three kids.
Yeah. When the two of them were the same day, it was my birthday. Yeah. Two of them in 98. But it will forever be memorialized, framed someday, the day they were born, with the big Monica Lewinsky headline. The blue dress was a thing on January 22nd, 1998. Yes.
Yeah, it is wild to not have that kind of singular touch point in the same way that we used to. Like, it used to be that you could kind of bring a lot of people together on that singular headline, which put a lot of power in one person's hand, one editor's hand. But at least, like, you know, you can go back to the Rockets championship, and you guys know exactly what headline you're thinking of.
Yeah, right? Everybody had the same experience.
Right, everybody had that
Or when people heard about the Randy Johnson trade, it was in the morning. Mm-hmm. After it wasn't like the first thing you saw on your phone when you woke up or whatever. Yeah. It was whenever like everybody saw it in the paper or they heard an update on the radio or something.
I'll never forget. I walked to my front door, opened the front door, and the newspaper was on, the Houston Chronicles on my welcome mat. Big unit coming to Houston.
Yeah.
It was, you're 100% right. All right, boys. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
Mm-hmm. You were wearing a Big Johnson t-shirt.
I went and bought one for sure. All right, we are done. We are out of time. Reggie Atitula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, they are in the loop.
Why are you out of sorts?
Yeah, I know. Dude, sitting here.
He just remembered with the Big Johnson t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I was thinking about Big Johnson, yes. Antibodies to you, Seth, as well.
Yes.
Yes. All right, we're done. Reggie Atitula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. They're in the loop, and they start now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.